All week long, we're going to do it with a four-night holiday event starting tomorrow night on the CW. Terry Crews Saves Christmas. Terry, I know you're pumping your pecs as we speak, aren't you?
Yes. Bro? With happiness.
With happiness. Man, your longest time away from working out has been how long, Terry?
Oh, man, 24 hours. That's probably, and I don't play. I mean, I do it every day. I've been doing it every day for almost, 20-something odd years, and once it's part of your lifestyle, it's in there.
Yeah, well, I've got one of your co-stars, Sherri Shepherd.
Yeah, Sherri.
Yeah, people don't know Terry Crews played my boyfriend in Who's Your Caddy. Do you remember that, Terry?
I know. It was so good.
I will have you know, Terry, former President Clinton loved Who's Your Caddy. He said he watched it 3 times.
Are you kidding? He watched us back it up on the dance floor, huh?
Yes.
Boy, let me tell you, the only problem with that is that our scenes were too short. It should have been long. We should have had a spinoff, Sherri.
We should have. Anybody who's
it's not too
Terry
late.
Crews,
now, you know what? It's not too late. We need to come back and do a movie, a whole movie about us.
We do, but you're so busy. You're working. You have a job every minute, every hour of the day. You're so busy,
Terry. What's so great? The CW gave me a week. Now, you know, most people get a Hollywood special. I get a Hollywood weekly special. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's Terry Crews Saves Christmas. It's crazy.
And it kicks off.
What are you
going to
do with that
night?
Week?
Man.
Well, you know, this is what we do. You know, I have to say, I've done Christmas for 27 years, okay? I mean, I've been married that long, 5 kids. I got a grandbaby, the whole thing. And I've done Christmas so many times. But I've done it wrong. You know what I mean? There are times when it's just I've goofed it all up. I'm standing up at 4 a.m. trying to put toys together, and they don't work, you know? But especially with the holiday get-together thing, it's always so much pressure because you got to make everybody's dreams come true. But the deal is you can't make everybody's dreams come true. It's impossible.
No, but,
so what we do is go into people's homes, and I come in with a chef, Dean Shermay, and a designer, Vanessa De Leon, and we basically redo your holiday get-together. We make sure it's on the up and up because families are busy, there's so much pressure, and we want to release that and let everybody know it's all good if you just do a little bit of planning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you take it, you can attack it, and all of a sudden it can be something that you can remember for years. A new tradition can be set.
You know, as a former NFL player, did you ever think you would kind of parlay into the sweet acting career that you have?
First of all, never. No, I didn't. After getting knocked out on Monday Night Football, I was just happy to be like, walk home. But it's so funny because as you keep using your brain, and after, you know, once the effects of football kind of wear off, you realize, okay, I got a whole nother life. My life is really just beginning. Most guys retire at 25, and they act like it's over. You know what I mean? I'm sitting like, you're only 25 years old. And that's what we did. My wife was like, listen, you know what? You always talked about you want to go to L.A. You always said you wanted to do it. Let's go. And see, to have that support from her, and then we go out here and we attack, and all of a sudden, boom, we cannot believe. I was just talking to her yesterday, like, can you believe where we are right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's so many things that have happened. It's like a dream come true.
You've got so much energy. Is there ever a moment when you get depressed or feel down or bad, Terry?
You know what? I used to, but then I understood where that came from. It comes from complaining. You know what I mean? It really does. I mean, slowly it starts with one complaint, then it turns into three, and then all of a sudden you realize, I don't like my life anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's funny. I used to hang out with guys that always talked about their wives, and all of a sudden I came home. I was like, you know, what you doing for me lately? You know what I mean? And you start to realize things are rubbing off on you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to take all that. You don't have to accept it. And I decided I wasn't going to complain. I was just going to be thankful. 100%. Even if you're in a place that you don't like, just find one thing to be thankful about, and all of a sudden your spirit goes the other way. You know what I'm saying? So you can change that. You drive the car. I'm not going to let anybody else take the wheel of my car. That's all I'm saying.
You've been married how long?
27 years.
That's beautiful. And your wife, everybody loves her as well as loving you. You all are just a wonderful couple.
Oh,
full of such
best.
Positivity. We just love being around you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We celebrated her birthday yesterday. Her birthday's Christmas Eve. That's what's so wonderful. Oh, yeah. And we just had a big Christmas party and a whole thing. And I'm still tired from it.
Can we talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Which you star in. I love that show so much, and so many people do. How much fun are you having doing this show?
Because it's absolutely amazing. Andy Samberg, Andre Brower is killing it. But first
who
of all,
knew he could
about,
be so funny?
Oh, he's a Juilliard-trained dramatic actor who sometimes will dress up as a pigeon on our show. First of all, that's worth the price of admission. You know what I'm saying? And we have another thing that's so great is that we have a real eclectic cast. Talk about diversity.
Yeah.
You know, two Latinas, two African Americans that run the precinct, all kinds of people. And you know what? It's never really ever talked about. It's just the fact that we work together, we love each other, and we're going to make some funny show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Now, when you're saving Christmas out there with this CW special, do people know you're coming? How did these people get the opportunity to benefit from this?
People have no idea that I'm coming. See, you got to understand, it's wild because if Christmas had a spirit animal, it would be me, a 250-pound black man, okay? And what's so crazy is that they open the door and you get this like, oh, my God.
Right.
And first of all, and then the second thing is like, I can't get him to leave, so, you know, because he's gigantic. So what are we going to do now, you know? And it's kind of this bum rush. Like, first of all, they're swept away, but then we sit down and we talk, and we let them know, hey, look, we're not here to correct your family and all that. Your love is there. The peace is there. Your friends, your coworkers are great. But we just want to show you some life hacks that you can learn and you can keep forever. It's like once you know these things, a lot of times there's things you just don't know. And families are so busy and the pressure is so much. A lot of times you just get too intimidated. You know what I mean? We have people who are literally so intimidated, they were like, I just don't even want to do Christmas right now. We're not even doing it this year.
Yeah.
I'm like, that should never be. You can just relax and have fun, and everything should be that way.
So basically it's a crash course on how to do Christmas right.
Exactly. You know, it's one of our things where we're just, hey, you know, you don't have to turn it down. You can make sure with literally five to 10 minutes of planning – will save you 5 days of running around with a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Well, continued success to you, brother. Man, and just think about it. The Golden Globe, your first acting award. How'd that make you feel, Terry?
Oh, man, standing up there, like I said, after getting knocked out on Monday Night Football, I'm like, man, I'm just happy I can walk.
This is good stuff.
Right? I'm walking up to get the shows. I'm walking up to get an award, which is so amazing.
Yeah, man. Well, that's great. You already had your workout. You already put that in today.
You know what? We party so late. I did not get it in. I'm about to get it in right after this interview, though. I'm trying to tell you. I got.
Well,
my
we will join you in spirit for that workout.
Yeah.
We're gonna be there with you in spirit.
Oh well, Merry Christmas. We'll be watching on the CW, man. Terry Crews saves Christmas. Thank you so much, man.
All right, guys. Terry Christmas, everybody.
All right, Terry Christmas to you too.
Terry Christmas.